These guys are on the ball, no doubt about it. And, you know, there's pictures and graphs and stuff, and there's what I call the three-tier design. That's what the USA Today uses. What is the three-tier design? Here it is, right here. The first line. This is the first tier. This is the first tier. We saved a client like you over $46,000. Do you want to read a little more of that? Now, let me ask you. Does that get your interest, or does this get your interest? A kind of a snappy-looking blue, you know, nice-looking. I mean, there's nothing here that makes me want to read it. That's a what's in it for me statement, isn't it? We saved a client just like you over $46,000. Here's how we did it. Fixed the absenteeism, lowered employee turnover, whatever. But if I don't want to save $46,000, I look at the next bullet. It's the three tier. First tier, second tier, and third tier. That's the technique that you use. So people don't have to read the whole thing to find out what you're trying to sell them, because they won't do it. If you look at this, you're going to see the three tier, you know? Here's the first tier, here's the second tier, and there's the third tier. One, two, three. So if I want to read that, I can read that, and if I want to go further, then I can read that. That's the three tier, and that's what the USA Today has done a great job with, the three tier technique. Okay.
Very imprecise, too, was made.
Yes.
Like in some of your stuff.
It's bigger.
Some of theirs is large, some headlines are smaller. Some
yes.
Are, you know.
Bigger fonts. This is a bigger font.
Yeah, catches your eye.
Right. And we're all written in lowercase, which is easier to read because everything we've ever read is written in lowercase. So when we design a flyer, that's the way we want it to look. We get out of USA Today, we lay the USA Today down, and we look at our flyer, we compare it, and we say, duh, how can I make my thing look a little more like that? And that's how you do it. You don't have some engineer write something. An engineer guy wrote this thing. He doesn't know anything about, so, you know, he figures everybody's going to read his stuff because he wrote it. I didn't read it. Here's some fonts. Take a look at these. This is all capital letters. That's why I'm saying how hard it is to read it. If you continue to look at this for a long period of time, your eye will be drawn to this line right here. Why is that?
Because it's in lowercase.
It's in lowercase. It's easier to read. It's so clear. It's amazing. You know, but you can get some kid out of a marketing school. They're going to write their whole thing in this kind of font. And you can't read it. It looks kind of cool. It just doesn't sell anything.
It all runs together.
It all runs together. So, you know, forget the marketing kind of flair. That's nuts. We want to sell stuff. We want to make it as clear as possible. And Arial font is the easiest to read. This is Times New Roman. And these are what they call serifs. These little flippers here are called serifs. Arial doesn't have serifs. That's a T. There's no doubt. Your brain doesn't have to process what are these little flippers here and there. Is that a T? I don't know. So just the way Arial font is the easiest font to read and the clearest. So what font are you going to use if you put your little flyer together? Arial font, lowercase. Bigger letters for the first tier, maybe slightly smaller letters for the second tier, and then on down with the other. Okay. Okay. Now, we're over on page 68. And how do you start if you know the customer? If you know the customer and you haven't sold them anything, you want to start at the bottom. So what's the bottom? Well, in a machine shop, the bottom is probably a foreman in the machine shop, one of the foremen. Because you can't really call a machinist. If you call a machine shop, the machinists are out running machines, but the foreman you could call. So that would be the bottom if you're trying to sell something to a machine shop. In your business, I'm not sure who the bottom is. But when you know the customer, you try to start at the lowest level. If you don't know the customer at all, you just get a record, then you start towards the top. And that's why you start, you know, you ask the receptionist, can you tell me who'd be the person? And she's probably going to give you the plant manager or somebody that's higher in the organization. Selling when the call is inbound. Now, this means the customer called you. So you're going to sell them when they're calling you. That's an inbound. Okay? You're going to expect that a customer is going to call you because they're calling for parts, they're calling for this, they're calling for that, and you know the ones that call on a regular basis, and you're expecting them to call. So you're going to pre-call plan, and you're going to put that in the database. This person, when they call, this is the action I'm going to take, so you're all ready for them. You're going to identify the products that you're going to promote to these people. We cannot sell everything we've got to everybody that's out there. We're going to identify customers that call in. When they call in, we're going to upsell them stuff.